Then there's another aspect. That's the vertical. But more difficult still, and perhaps just as important, is the horizontal. In James chapter 4 and verse 16, it says, confess, this version says trespasses, but it's sins. It's the same word for sins as elsewhere. I think actually, to speculate a little bit, the translators of the King James wanted to avoid the impression that you had to confess to a priest, you see? There's a certain amount of political pressure in that translation, although it's a glorious translation. Anyhow, it says, and you can check this any way you like, verse 16, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. This is one of the keys to physical healing. Again, I don't see it practiced in most places. People just lay hands on and say, brother, God will heal you. God says, you may need to confess your sins before you get healed. Because your unconfessed sin is a barrier that keeps your healing from you. And that's not the only reason. There are many other reasons. But it's one possible reason. So, I don't believe that we can maintain an attitude of pride if we've confessed our sins to one another, if we sincerely confess. If a husband says to his wife, honey, I'm sorry, I didn't treat you right. I spoke very rudely to you. I was very impatient with you. I didn't give you the consideration you deserve. He cannot be proud. Is that right? Or if a wife says to him, I'm sorry, but I just haven't given you the respect I know I owe to you. I've been doing my own thing, pleasing myself, just being self-centered. Forgive me. I haven't been the kind of wife the Bible says I ought to be. I don't believe anybody who sincerely does that can remain proud. This is the key to humbling ourselves. It's confessing our sins. And as I said before, God doesn't demand that we confess every sin we've ever committed, but if we refuse to confess a sin, I don't believe God forgives it. So this is my recommendation, that we put it into practice. And I would suggest that we take a little while, and Joseph, I want you to be ready to move in when the time comes, if you're there somewhere. I'm giving you a little advance notice because I don't know what way things are going to go. I want to suggest that we take a little while in an undemonstrative way to confess our sins to God, right where we are now. The things we, you remember that to one who knows to do good and does not do it, it is sin. They're not only sins of commission, there are sins of omission. And I'm going to come to one of those in a later message, if God wills and I live. I won't go into it today, you'll get it later. But now, I really sincerely suggest that we spend a little while, each one of us, individually, in the presence of the Lord, and let the Holy Spirit put His finger on things. Before this meeting started, Ruth and I were here a day in advance, as we like to be. And sovereignly, God put His finger on a sin in each of our lives, going back many years, that we had never really acknowledged and confessed. And I don't believe we could be in this meeting effectively without that. And I believe in a way God let that happen to us as a pattern for what needs to happen to many here.